smooth adjustment, but easy on the curves.
Not a glitch, Dad. Just got dyslexia, okay?
This out on you! This out on your cow!
Welcome, foolish mortals.
It is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight.
The reference here is very obscure.
Obscure Disney Podcast.
L.L. Disco Tape Yay. So many flashy lights you'll be
to all who have come to the podcast, welcome. You're listening to the Obscure Disney Podcast. I'm Steven.
And I'm Ryan.
And for Christmas, why not get somebody you love an annual pass to this podcast by getting them to subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever they get their podcast from.
That's a cheap
simply look for us at Obscure Disney Podcast or go to obscuredisneypodcast.com. Seriously, it's like free, right?
For free?
Free. It's
that's
the best.
In everybody's price range.
Put it in everybody's stocking, y'all. Just start emailing them. Be like, Merry Christmas. Here's your podcast.
Hey, just to throw it out there, you could buy him one of our patches, too.
Oh, you totally could.
It's a super cheap stocking stuffer.
And follow up with a podcast subscription.
What?
Twofer.
Oh, my gosh. Obscure yeah. Disney for the holidays.
Right?
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, look at us shilling things like Disney. Oh, we're professionals now.
And we're cheaper, too. So, Steve, do you remember the last time you went to Disneyland and we made it a point to eat at the Earl of Sandwich?
Yes, we loved that place.
I love me some Earl of Sandwich.
Yeah.
If you haven't eaten there, you should probably look into it because it's amazing.
Right.
And do you remember we also ran into those Japanese, I'm going to say, girls? Do you remember that?
No.
Oh.
Did I literally run into them or did I?
Slammed right into them. No. We were walking into the park and they were walking the other way and they stopped us and they said, California Adventure? And we're you're heading the wrong way. Come this way. And we had to lead them back through security and show them which direction to go.
Oh, they were so sweet.
They were
love
very
those
nice.
Girls.
I was wishing we would have gotten a picture with
them.
Yeah. But anyway.
I am glad I did not literally run them over now.
Yeah, that would have been embarrassing.
Mm. Yeah.
But we also knew that the downtown Disney area was going to get a massive change very soon.
That was the plan.
That was the plan.
Right.
And they were going to shut down our Earl of Sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and they were going to close off all these entrances, which they'd already started closing off our entrances.
Go figure.
Ugh. Bless me. Sorry. So we get to the parks, and we always try to find an easy way into the park, right?
You can't imagine that it's that difficult, but as you described with those Japanese girls, can't even find the entrance. Like, I mean, it's obvious when you're there, you know how to get in.
Right.
But poor things, they were so close, yet so far away.
So far away. And then to go back through security and all that kind of stuff.
And it goes to show how difficult it is.
Yeah.
And how Disney is proactively making it harder for you to get into the parks.
Yeah, if you're not staying on property at Disneyland,
mm-hmm.
they make it difficult for you to get into the parks, especially on foot, though.
I would like to say that they are nice about it, but I don't think they are. They're not, right?
No.
Those girls that tell me not to go this way anymore, and you're like, can you just tell us how to get on property now? Which is offensive, because we go all the time.
Yeah,
we go once a month
there,
and we can't figure out how to get back there, and
right.
we know it like the back of our hands, you know. It's sad. So the Disney was announcing that they were closing the ESPN Zone,
mm-hmm.
the Rainforest Cafe, the AMC Theater, and the Earl of Sandwich, all to make room for a fourth luxury hotel that was going to be built on property.
Right.
And by doing so, you know that the monorail was essentially going to be put inside the lobby of that hotel because Disney loves to do that.
Otherwise.
So you can't use that because I'm sure that they're going to say, you can't come into the lobby unless you're staying here, this luxury hotel.
Right.
I'm sure that was going to be the plan.
Right.
It's no longer the plan.
Oh?
You'll be happy to know the Earl of Sandwich is now back open.
Shut him down!
Because Disney has announced that they are no longer moving forward with the fourth luxury hotel.
Permanently or for now?
They are announcing that it is not happening, that their long-term financial goals are no longer aligned with the city of Anaheim.
Oh.
Was, quote, what they were saying.
Oh, they're on battle lines now.
Right? After 62 years, they have never had a battle come down to this, like they're having with this one. And so it got us thinking a little bit, like, it got me thinking.
She loves him. This some business intrigue.
Oh, I tell you what. If there was a series on ABC about the, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, I'm sure Disney would love that.
Since they own ABC.
Right. Mm.
There's that tie in there. But yeah, so they announced that it was closing, and I couldn't figure out like why they would be doing so, or and like they're not moving forward with the project.
And what did Ryan say? Ryan said it has something to do with money. That's the only reason they scrap projects, is because they don't have enough money, or it's not going to make them enough money.
That and that's the direction we were going in, is that they probably don't have enough money to do the project at this time.
Right.
That is not what the outcome of it was.
Uh-oh.
If you remember, even before the announcement of that fourth hotel, the original plan was going to be on the properties on the other side where all the other hotels are located.
Right.
They were planning on building a bit large parking structure over there. And they were going to build a walking bridge that went over the street so that people would basically be funneled from that garage over the street right into Disney property.
Right.
Right on a property. And for logistics sakes, it makes sense that they wouldn't have to go through, because going across those intersections with that many people gets to be difficult. Because
it is terrible, yeah.
And it is public streets over there. It's not like at Disney World where they're all controlled by Disney.
And they can shut them down and be like, people are walking here.
Yeah, and so local hotel owners and business owners on that side of down Harbor Boulevard, they were all complaining, like, you're purposely putting this plan in place to divert people away from our businesses and into your parks.
Right.
And so then Disney said, oh, okay, you're right. Let's do this instead. We're building this luxury hotel over on this side. We're going to build our new parking garage over on this side. We're doing no development over on Harbor Boulevard. This is going to be the plan. This is what we're doing. And by the way, there is a... So this goes into kind of why the project got scrapped, mm-hmm. is that when you stay in Disney, like you do stay at, even when you do in Las Vegas, that kind of thing as well, you have to pay a tourism tax of about 15% when you book a hotel, and it's not something you can negotiate. It's a tax that's included right on your bill.
Yeah.
Well, Disney has negotiated that 70% of that fee would go back to Disney in the form of a, you know, it's basically like money that they get back from the city. And I was furious when I first heard about this, because I couldn't figure out why it was fair to all of those other small hotels on the other side of the street that was that were complaining, because, you know, for the reasons they were complaining, but they're still enforced to charge that tax. And now the little hotels on the other side don't get that same 70% refund back to the park, you know, and people are just going to pay it because it's just part of the way booking it is, by booking online, and you just pay it and you don't think anything of it. But Disney gets 70% of that back, and it was estimated to make them $257 million over the course of the 20-year break that they were going to be given, which was going to subsidize the hotel. As if Disney needs a break for a luxury hotel on property.
It's true.
Right?
See, this is the interesting thing, is I feel like the city of Anaheim and Disney are in like a parasitic host kind of situation.
Yeah.
Where one is keeping the other alive, but also trying to keep itself alive from sucking life out of the other.
Right.
Like it's a constant like circle snake eating its tail kind of situation.
Yeah, completely. Well, Disney doesn't need Anaheim necessarily, right?
Like, well, they need the space, they need the land.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I guess they do. It's hard.
And Anaheim has given them plenty of breaks throughout the years, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Because, well, and this was the thing, this was another huge complaint of mine in the past, was the parking garage. Mickey and Friends parking garage that was built?
Yes.
That was completely funded by the city of Anaheim. 100%. It would cost, it parks 10,241 cars each and every single day.
Yeah.
Between $25 to $35 per car to park, right?
Ugh. Which is why we always walked in, by the way.
Right.
Paying no $25, $35 to park.
So that parking structure can make between $35 to $70 million per year in revenue.
Ooh.
All of which goes back to Disney, because Anaheim paid for that parking structure to be built, but they do lease it back to Disney for the sum of $1 per year.
That's a steal.
Legitimately a steal, right? And when you hear the structure of the deal, it sounds to be horrific.
Yeah.
The fact that they're willing to build a $100 million structure, lease it for $1, and at the end of the 40-year lease, they sell it to them for $1. All of the revenue goes into Disney.
So do you think Anaheim agreed to that because it meant that it was bringing business to the Anaheim area? And obviously the people that are parking in that structure are not staying on Disney property.
Yeah, literally, Disney does pay $172 million to Anaheim every year in taxes, apparently.
Okay.
And then they give a bunch of other money as well in forms of gifts and payments and this and that, whatever, right?
Okay.
But 43% of their income, of the city's operating income, comes from Disney directly.
Oh.
That is massive. That's a huge massive amount of money that comes from them. Because you can imagine also that the rest of the money that comes from them through businesses and other hotels and other restaurants and all of that's essentially Disney adjacent money.
Right.
You know? So,
like I said, it's the parasite host kind of situation where they're both just using each other to try to make money.
Yeah.
But apparently now they're more in like a arm wrestling kind of thing to see who gets the power over the other.
This is definitely a SmackDown arm wrestle between the two.
WWE SmackDown Anaheim.
Disney. But Disney made no... They made no qualms about how upset they were about the Anaheim, the planning district of Anaheim. Mm-hmm. They actually spent just recently, it was millions of dollars. I don't have it. $1.2 million in local PAC money in this last election for just the councilmen of Anaheim.
Oh.
That is a lot of money
That's
to be spent.
A ton of money.
For council members.
Yeah. Well, they want to be able to run it like they run Florida, where they get what they want, right?
Right. And because that's the other side of this whole thing, is that when we got lost in Florida recently, right?
On our last lost trip to Florida.
We were like 45 minutes off of Disney World, right? And we were out in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Lots of fields, lots of trees.
Seriously, we were in the intersection of Lightning Bug and Caterpillar.
Yeah.
I think.
They had so run out of names, we were in the bug zone.
It was bad. And we literally were like, we cannot be near this thing. Two stop signs later, we were on what looked like to be Mickey's version of
highway.
Well, yeah, it was like Mickey's version of the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
Like there were huge wizards and there was like, where did all this come from?
Yeah,
it literally looks like the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah.
And it's all because Disney has decided to build Disney World in Florida.
Right.
And so if you're that community 10 miles outside of town of there, you get absolutely nothing and you can remain nothing forever.
Yeah.
But if you're where Disney wants you to be, or where they've decided that they're going to be, you know, their controlling factors.
You get kickbacks.
Right.
And stuff.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, and is it, you know, if somebody told me Disney wanted to build in our backyard, I'd be like, sign me up.
Yeah. My house value is going to go through the roof.
You bet. Like, yeah, I'll absolutely sign on to any kind of bill and tax waiver that you want and that kind of thing.
This is what they count on, by the way.
Right.
Well, people being ecstatic about what Disney brings to an area.
Right. Well, I mean, and not to go too much deeper into this whole thing, but we recently had this
down
issue.
Down the rabbit hole,
right?
As it were.
Oh, I hear that.
Alice.
That's an Alice reference. But like, we recently had this in Atlanta too, that there's like a whole part of land that is undeveloped and that it's going to be possible to develop. So the city was going to give a $5 billion tax break to whoever decides to develop it. And people were furious. So like, absolutely not. You're just giving them $5 billion. They're like, yeah, but the cost it's going to take to fix that land is going to be outrageous, you know?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, it's revenue in a place that's not currently... you're giving away money that you don't have right now. Who cares if you give it away if you're not ever going to get anything out of it anyway? So I guess that's a lot of the Disney mentality of it. Like, we created this for you guys and saved this city and made it what it is today. So you can only blame them so much. But anyway, yeah, the city had to go get a loan of $500 million to pay for that that parking structure, which is going to cost them $1.1 billion in interest on top of the loan to build it. Poor little Anaheim. Meanwhile, they can't even pay for their pension funds that they're required to pay.
See, and that's what I think is the parasitic kind of situation here, is that Disney says, look, we bring all this business in, we do all this for you, give us, and then how long will it be until the city of Anaheim itself is bankrupt? And maybe that's what Disney's counting on, is when Anaheim no longer has the money, they can start snatching things up quickly and Anaheim will not have the funds or the will to fight against them
because
they need it.
Very,
because Disney is crammed in there. If you've been to Disneyland and like driven around it, like literally they are within an inch of their lives. There is nowhere for them to go in Anaheim.
Yeah.
So how long is it until Disney starts eyeing property in other areas around them at Disneyland, you know?
Right.
So maybe this is just a power move trying to get Anaheim to weaken a bit so they can start pushing outward too, you know?
Yeah, that could be true. Just bankrupt the properties and take them over.
Oh, goodness. You don't want to imagine Disney being that cutthroat, but it is a huge corporation that's in business to make money.
Right.
So,
and they have a lot of power.
Yeah. You like its princesses and fairy dust all you want, but in reality, it is a mega corporation that wields a lot of power in the states and cities where they are located.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it's, you know, Tinkerbell, but she's wearing full combat armor. She's going to do some damage, you know?
Shut up. Make that into a patch. That would be fantastic.
Combat fairies?
Combat Tinkerbell. That'd be great. Right. I know that a lot of city council members are volunteer positions or part-time at best, you know? They don't get paid money, but they are still elected officials.
Yeah.
And so for Disney, having their high-powered millionaire lawyers coming in and just decimating the council members, it could be very easy for them to do. Mm. And they've done it for 62 years. This is the first time there's ever been any sort of resistance. I didn't even get to how this all happened.
Uh-oh.
So, fun fact. That's usually your line, right? The fun fact. So, Anaheim put out a tax break for anybody who was willing to develop a luxury hotel in the form of this tax going back to them for 20 plus years. And lo and behold, the only person that raised their hand was Disney, right? They're the only ones that say, we would love to do this. Why wouldn't we? Of course, because it was basically written for them to do it, right?
Right.
When they filed,
sure Disney suggested it.
Yeah. When they filed the paperwork originally, they put on the paperwork that they were going to be at 1410 Disney Drive.
Mm-hmm.
When the hotel was resubmitted, it was the actual address was going to be 1610 Disney Drive or 1601, whatever.
So down the block.
Right. So that was enough for them to kick out the application, and the new council members that are in place now no longer want to support what was there before.
Oh.
And so they're now saying, no, that's no longer valid, and we're no longer allowing you to have that tax break because you have changed the address in which you were going to build at.
What person do you think got fired for putting the wrong address on that first application?
Oh, could you even imagine? Yeah. Well,
they would just tear you apart.
Oh.
You did what?
You just made a $257 million mistake on the addresses? Oh.
That would be terrible.
Property addresses matter, folks. Just saying.
Be careful when you fill out your paperwork.
Oh, I love those horror stories, only because I haven't been part of them. But
no, let's not jinx ourselves with that.
I know. Double, triple check everything possible.
Right?
But yeah, so that's why. And they've changed the address. And then the city said, no, we're no longer going to offer this now because now it's different from what we, you know. And then Disney then came up with that statement saying that our interests no longer align and our long-term financial goals can be used elsewhere.
See, but that makes you wonder, what does that actually mean? Does that mean that they're going to cease construction at Disneyland and leave it as is and move on to other projects and like see what happens? Or,
well, in part of the development deal that gave them the parking structure in the first place said that they had to invest, I forget what it was, but it was like $1 billion in development on Anaheim properties over the next 10 years or something like that, right? And so part of that's going to be...
They've more than done that with Star Wars.
Probably, because they've been... Well, yeah, because Star Wars Galaxy... But it had to be two separate projects specifically.
Okay.
And so the rumor was then going to be that it was going to be the hotel and Galaxy's Edge. We're going to be part of it. Or possibly Marvelland is already... That's already well underway as well, because right. Bugs Land is already gone.
Oh, yeah.
So those could... That would meet the criteria that they needed to be in alliance with that agreement that they had with the city.
Right.
So they don't have to build a hotel, which, by the way, you and I don't want that hotel built. the chance of us staying in a 4-star Disney hotel, like, we were much sadder about the sandwiches going away.
Right.
Than a hotel being
whole day.
Built. Right? We're like, we like the monorail and we like our sandwiches. These are the two of our favorite parts and you're getting rid of them?
But I wonder, are they reopening, like, the ESPN Zone or the Rainforest Cafe?
See, that will be interesting to see as well. If those get reopened anytime soon or if this is just a power play of them delaying it for a year or two.
Because technically, honestly, like we said, Disney has the money to build the hotel, whether Anaheim gives them a tax break on it or not.
Right.
So they may very well be going ahead with their plans anyway. And this may just be them sticking their tongues out at Anaheim, being like, you guys aren't our friends anymore, and you're not invited to our birthday party. Like, who knows?
It's Mickey's 90th.
And you're not invited, Anaheim. But it's interesting to see the dueling going on between the town and Disney.
Well, and for what it's worth, I am happy that Anaheim's pushing back a little bit. It worried me that they were willing to give so much to Disney over the years with that parking structure and that they were willing to put themselves into so much debt for Disney's sake, you know? And I just, the way it was structured felt very shady to me.
Sure.
But you can see it happen everywhere. Amazon's doing it right now. Facebook's doing it right now. Cities are bending over backwards for them to be in their communities.
Right.
And so they're doing the same thing.
Well, because it brings in jobs, it brings in money and other ventures, and, you know, it helps hold up their infrastructure.
It's
you
true.
Know, literally, not that it would ever happen, but if Disney decided to pull out of Anaheim and say, we're taking our rides and moving, literally the city of Anaheim would wilt and die. Like,
probably
not to the extent of, like, it would be off the face of the map, but all those hotels would definitely go out of business. You know, all the stuff that was around Disneyland would go out of business, you know?
Well, capitalism be what it is. Universal would buy the property and open a second Universal Park.
Universal is a little far away for that, but still.
It's true.
You know, I'm just saying, like, it's an interesting relationship that we'll have to see if it gets any better or if they're going to get worse before it gets better.
I bet you if you listen to this podcast in 2025, the hotel is under construction, though.
Oh,
so,
well, if you're listening in 2025, be sure to give us a give us an email and let us know.
Email? What's email in 2025?
Give us a mind message. Send it directly to our brain box. I don't know what I'm talking about. But it's like I always say, if you're really hungry at Disneyland, you should really try Earl of Sandwich. It's really good. But until next time, follow my perfectly sculpted two-finger Disney point to the exit, and we'll see you then on the Obscure Disney Podcast.